Legislation aimed at reducing carbon emissions, possibly through a cap-and-trade system, has passed the House of Representatives and a Senate committee. But Senate leaders say the full Senate isn't likely to act until at least March. One reason is the Senate is focused on health care legislation, but another reason is that some majority Democrats are not yet sold on the climate and energy bill. Wisconsin Senator Herb Kohl is worried that potentially higher coal burning costs in the Midwest would hurt jobs.
Here in Wisconsin and other states like Wisconsin who are powered so much by coal, which is going to be impacted in any kind of a climate bill. So we must be sure that we deal with a climate bill in the context of our economy and jobs.
Senator Russ Feingold also says the climate change bill is unfairly tilted against Wisconsin and coal interests. He also says nuclear power would get too much of a boost.
Of course, we don't want to be too reliant on coal into the future, but our current situation is one where it's unfair not to give the flexibility to the coal states while you're giving it to nuclear and others. I don't think it's a legitimate response. So the bill can be fixed, and I'm hoping it will be.
But for now, the climate change debate will center on upcoming international talks in Copenhagen and in Wisconsin on a state bill that may be introduced within a few weeks. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.